There is a Bible character, one of the judges of Israel, who seems to always be a favorite of boys and girls, and maybe you too. His life was a very unusual life, to be sure. He had, at times, tremendous strength, but he also, in other ways, had some tremendous weaknesses. In other words, children, this person didn't always live the way a believer should live, and especially being a leader in Israel. It's true that every believer sins, none are perfect. But this man seemed to fall into the same sins over and over, so that his one sin weakness cost him his eyesight and eventually his life. I think you know by now who I'm talking about, right? It is Samson, a very strong man. Samson was probably one of the strongest men who ever lived. But he wasn't strong because he was born that way, or because he worked out or lifted weights and such things. No, the Lord gave him his strength. And he was especially strong when the Spirit of God would come upon him at special times. You remember some of those times, don't you, children? There was that time when he killed a lion with his bare hands. There was another time he killed 1,000 Philistine soldiers in battle with just the jawbone of a dead animal. 1,000 soldiers. Yet as strong as Samson was to do these and other amazing things, we still have to say he was just better than most others. Jesus was and is the very strongest person who ever lived. Now you might be wondering how that might be, since you never read in the Bible of Jesus fighting any person or any soldier. How could Jesus be stronger than Samson, you might ask? I want to remind you of another Old Testament history before I answer. Do you remember when God sent one angel, just one angel, to fight against the Assyrian soldiers? That one angel killed 185,000 of those soldiers. Now, why do I mention that? Because as strong as an angel is, so strong the devil is, because the devil is a fallen, sinful angel. But Jesus is so strong that with just one word, not a weapon, Jesus cast out a whole legion of angels, of devils, that possessed that man. Besides, Jesus was just speaking when he and his Father created everything in the universe with a mere word. Now, Samson was a strong man, a better man in that way, better than those who lived at his time, but Jesus Christ is far, far stronger. But now, the strong man's weakness. As strong as Samson was, children, he had at least one very notable weakness. He wanted to be with the wrong women. Now, you might wonder what I mean by the wrong women. You know how Samson was an Israelite, one of God's people. And you know also that God didn't allow his people to marry people from the surrounding nations, mostly because they served idols, and they would tempt the Israelites to do that too. Now, the Philistines were enemies of Israel and idolaters. Yet the first woman Samson wanted to marry was a Philistine lady. Samson's parents even warned him not to do that, asking if there wasn't one Israelite woman he could marry instead. No, Samson was stubborn. He wanted that Philistine girl no matter what his parents said. That wasn't right, was it? I hope you're never that way, children, putting up a fuss if you don't get your way or have to do something you don't like to do. Well, as a matter of fact, when we get older, we need to be very careful who we marry. It needs to be somebody of like precious faith. Well, without getting into details, that marriage turned out to be a disaster. It hardly lasted any length of time. But you think Samson would learn his lesson, but sadly not. He ended up spending time with another Philistine lady, and the Philistines in that city, thinking Samson could now be captured, they thought to kill him in the morning, but he escaped. Now surely this time Samson had learned his lesson, but no, not even then. He ended up with yet another Philistine lady, Delilah, And she really was against Samson, betraying him to the leaders of the Philistines, who made Samson blind and a slave. Now, sadly, children, there are many men and women who do so much damage to their heart and their soul by either marrying ungodly persons or by wanting to look at men and women who do wicked things for money. The Bible calls such people strange women or evil men. Stay clear of such people and of such sins, children. These will ruin your life and your soul. No, Samson the strong man was also Samson the weak man. His sins cost him dearly, but thanks be to God for the mercy of Christ. God didn't abandon Samson and leave him in his wretched sins. But in these things, Jesus was not only much better than Samson, but he is the most faithful person who was ever in a relationship. Now you might say, wait a minute, Jesus was never married, and I would say yes and no. You see, Jesus does have a bride, a partner in marriage, but it's not like your dad or mom, children. Jesus loves his people, his church, and joins himself to them. He'll never leave them. He always loves them, always cares for them, and protects them, and provides for them, and he will live with his people in the greatest glory in heaven hereafter. In fact, he said he has gone to prepare a place for his people. Samson's greatest victory. Did you ever read a story that made you happy and sad at the same time? The history of Samson's death is like that, children. We mentioned that Samson had been captured and blinded by his enemies, the Philistines. One day, about 3,000 Philistines were gathered in a building celebrating Samson's capture. They thought, let's have Samson provide us some fun. So they took him out of prison so that they can look at him and most likely made fun of him. By that time, though, Samson's strength was returning again. And when he called upon the Lord, he, with his two hands, broke the pillars on which the building was built, and he made the whole building come crashing down. The Bible tells us Samson killed more of Israel's enemies at that moment than all of those he had killed during his whole lifetime. But sadly, Samson too died under the collapsed building. But you know, children, as amazing as that victory of Samson was, you guessed it. Jesus' final victory was so much greater, the very greatest victory of all. You see, Samson slew many of Israel's enemies. Jesus saved millions of sinners by his death. Samson's victory was over Israel's enemies, the Philistines. Jesus' victory was over Satan, death, hell, and the grave. Samson went to heaven despite his weaknesses and sins, but Jesus reigns in heaven, over earth, over everything. So, yes, Samson was a better man than most in some ways, but not such a good example in others. Jesus is the very best in all ways, and not only the best of examples, but the strongest Savior ever. We would be wise, children, if we ask Jesus to protect us from sin, to save our souls, to make us one of those that he is preparing a place in heaven for, if we're not already saved by him.